It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis of the local site. Our KFMO Classic Series continues this Wednesday with an exciting Region 16 semifinal from Jefferson College.
Blue slaps it in play, received by Noli. Set right in the middle. That was Amari Branch Autumn. Back to the back row as Summer Meyer sets for Mariana Miller. She went roll
that
shot.
That was two
That's
hits.
Two hits, and Mack takes the first set. Branch Autumn knew it as soon as she touched the ball. Mack wins set one, 25-19. We head to a set break. When we come back, set two. Houston and Mineral Area trying to take a stranglehold on the semifinal tonight. 24-20, sure, a slow serve rather by Houston. That one's cleared by Branch Autumn. Set by Meyer to the far side. Campos to the back row. No one's there. Mack leads 2-0, and they're a set away from a Region 16 championship game. Backspinning serve by Fernandez. Tipped the tape, and Summer Meyer was there. Set to the far side for Mai. To the back row, Fernandez receives. Short set. Tip drill. That's Gray, and that's down. Julina Gray with her 11th. 22-12, Jefferson.
And I'll repeat that third set score from that highlight. It was 22-12. Mineral Area College overcame that deficit in the third set. And they would win in straights to punch their ticket to the Region 16 Championship game and the Midwest District Tournament. Hear this rebroadcast of a KFMO Classic on Wednesday at 6 on AM 1240 KFMO. From the Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals take 2 of 3 in Chicago against the Cubs. It was a winner on Sunday. Here's the Cardinals Radio Network with the recap.
With Ricky Harden, I'm John Rooney, and what a thrilling finish to the game yesterday at Wrigley Field.
2-2, two on and two outs. Helsley deals, a swing, and there's a drive. Left field, Donovan on the run at the track. He made the catch! A Redbird winner with Donovan running it down, then bracing himself against the wall and the ivy. And the Cardinals win 2 out of 3 at Wrigley Field. What a finish.
The Cardinals in winning 2-1 over the Cubs won 2 out of 3. Miles Michaelis got the win. Helsley, a major league leading 24th save. And the loss was penned on Jameson Taillon.
And it was Pedro Páez contributing again. His 2-run home run early gave the Cardinals the lead. They never gave it up. What a series for him.
The Cardinals beat the Cubs 2-1. It's on to Miami. We're in Miami tonight. Sonny Gray, 8-4 for the Cardinals. On the air at 4:45 Central. Ricky has the lineups at 5:30. I'll bring you the first pitch at 5:40.
Pedro Páez had a massive series at the plate, slapping 2 homers. What has led to his recent power surge at the plate after entering the series this weekend with no home runs?
Just something I've been talking a lot with the hitting coaches here, man. I just have to stay on the fastball. Every time I stay on the fastball, I put a good swing on off-speed. Got through a good off-speed away, just stayed up, and I put a good swing on it, and thank God for the win. It pushed it out a little bit, and we're here now.
And card skipper Oliver Marmol on closer Ryan Helsley recording his major league leading 24th save.
So you look at this year and he's made a real commitment to we have together to, hey, you got the last 3. And because of that, he's been able to answer the bell every time we've asked him to. He's done a really nice job of staying ready and executing. That's not easy what he's done up to this point.
Again, the Cardinals are back at it today at Miami against the Marlins. Coverage at 4:45 with first pitch at 5:40 on B104.3. Major League Soccer, St. Louis City SC falls to FC Dallas on Saturday, 2-0. City head coach Bradley Carnell, how does he want to see his team deal with the struggles they are experiencing, having only won 3 games in their first 17 matches?
The thing is, we have to, you know, stop feeling sorry for ourselves. We have to be critical in our evaluation, and we have to share and show where it's not good enough, right? And then we also have to share and show where it is good enough. And for that, I think we've done massive, massive steps forward as a group.
And City SC did make a roster change over the weekend. They brought up John Klein from City 2, where he had played most of the season. John Klein on playing his first game for City as he came off the bench in the second half.
When I came on, I just wanted to create something, you know, a goal contribution. We were in the game at that moment. So, no, it was really good. And, felt comfortable out there, and just a little bit disappointed not to be able to contribute.
St. Louis City SC hosts Colorado at City Park in St. Louis on Wednesday. The NASCAR Cup Series raced at Iowa this past Sunday. Ryan Blaney, the reigning champ, gets his first win of 2024. William Byron finished second and Chase Elliott third. The Cup Series is at New Hampshire on Sunday for the USA Today 301. We'll have coverage on KFMO at 12:30, and the green flag will wave an hour later. And UFL, the championship game was on Sunday. Birmingham wins their 3rd straight spring football title. They blank San Antonio 25-0. An NBA final, Luka Doncic's 29 points led the Dallas Mavericks to force a Game 5 with a 122-84 drubbing of Boston in Game 4. Game 5 is tonight in Boston. The Celtics lead the series 3-1. They're looking to end a title drought. They haven't won since 2008, and it would also be their 18th title in franchise history. And Stanley Cup final, Game 4 on Saturday, saw the Edmonton Oilers force a Game 5 and send the series back to Florida after an 8-1 Game 4 win. Center and captain Connor McDavid set a record for assists in a single postseason for Edmonton. He passes Wayne Gretzky's 31 assists, capturing his 32nd and a 3-assist night. The series shifts back to Florida Tuesday for Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. The Panthers up 3-1 and looking for their first ever Stanley Cup title. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.